Page 50. Exercise 4. Embarrassing moments. Part B. Listen again. Answer the questions. Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Hollywood star Dan Carville. Before the break, we were talking about your life, Dan, before you became a big star. I mean, you didn't just become a big star overnight. You struggled for many years.
You can say that again.
Tell us a little about it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think I must have worked 20 or 30 different jobs.
Really? That's a lot.
Well, in the beginning, I couldn't find steady work as an actor, so I had to do something to put food on the table. You have to eat, right?
That's true. So, what kinds of jobs did you have?
A little bit of everything, I guess. I worked in a department store, as a taxi driver, and as a house painter, to name a few. I wasn't good at any of them. I think I ended up getting fired from most of those jobs.
Oh, yeah? Come on, tell us a few stories.
Well, this is so embarrassing, but okay. So, one time I was working as a salesperson for a big department store in Chicago, in the luggage department. It was so boring. I mean, we didn't have many customers during the day, and that's when I worked. Sometimes, when I got sleepy, I used to lie down behind the luggage racks and take a nap.
Really? So what happened?
Well, one day I got caught by my boss, and he fired me on the spot. It was terrible. Then there was the time I decided to get a job painting houses. You know, you have to climb these high ladders to do the job, right? Well, it turned out that I was afraid of heights. The first time I climbed up a ladder, I got dizzy and fell and broke my wrist.
No.
Yes. But the worst thing was that when I fell, I knocked a can of paint over and paint poured down all over my coworkers. So, naturally, I got fired again.
Again? Really? So, do you have any other stories?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but I got hired as a cab driver. I drove a taxi, but that only lasted a few days.
Did you get fired?
How did you guess? On my third day, I had an accident. Luckily, no one was hurt. My passenger was fine, and so was I. But my boss didn't think he was so lucky, and that was the end of my days as a driver.
It seems you're a little accident-prone. It's a good thing you made it as an actor.
Yes, I guess you could say that.
Thanks for sharing your stories with us, Dan. Coming up after the break, we'll talk with Dan about his latest movie, scheduled for release in September.